Hey, let's go beyond the playbook this morning with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, we've got the Bills. They're 4-9, and they host the Lions. They're 5-8. They're going to be at Orchard Park this coming Sunday. What can Bills fans expect?
Yeah, so I'm still looking at these final games with a sense of intrigue. And no, I'm not just a homer, but yeah, sure, this is, I guess, usually the time of the year where fans are kind of just sleepwalking in the games and talking about how the Bills are going to pick up the pieces for next year. But the end of the season has a bit of a different feel, and it's because there's kind of a growing sense that the Bills might just have a young, talented core that fans haven't seen in a long, long time. And you know, sure, there's been some standout draft picks here and there over the years, but this year feels a little different because there's a whole group of young talent who all look promising. From the progress of Josh Allen as a quarterback to Tremaine Edmonds, Harrison Phillips, Tre'Davious White, and the recently injured Matt Milano and Taron Johnson, just to scratch the surface, the future for the Bills looks potentially bright. You know, still a big asterisk denoting, you know, the wait and see with a long way to go. But despite the underwhelming 4-9 record, they've made progress. And consider, over the course of the season, the Bills are the second worst in the league on offense and yards per game at just 292 yards. But this seemingly poor performance is more encouraging than the raw stats show. And if you're a regular listener, you probably know how much I've emphasized the importance of using the season to build and show progress. And that's pretty much what we're seeing. Despite the second worst ranking in offensive yards per game, they've made significant strides. In the last three games since Allen returned from injury, the Bills have averaged 370 yards per game offensively. So translate that to a full season, I would rank the Bills as the 12th best offensive team in the league. So, you know, this is exactly the kind of positive progress that's important for the future and kind of utilize these remaining games. And that chance and that change, I guess, is largely been driven by the one-man offensive output of quarterback Josh Allen. And while his progress stalled a bit in the last game against the Jets, he's led the team in passing, of course, over the last three games, but also led the team in rushing. And while the defense has been mostly consistent and still the best in the league in yards allowed, it's particularly encouraging to see the offense get a little bit better one game at a time.
All right, so let's get into this. So how do you see this game playing out? And you know, what do the Bills need to do to make the most of these last three games?
The Lions, the game, I guess, sets up as a solid opportunity for both the offense and the defense. And I say that because the Lions have one of the league's better quarterbacks in Matthew Stafford, but their offense overall is average at best. And the Bills' defense should absolutely be in rebound mode after they finished uncharacteristically soft in the second half of their loss to the Jets. And a big opportunity for Buffalo this week will be to make defensive adjustments that allow them to pressure the quarterback. Last week against the Jets, they had zero sacks on rookie Sam Darnold. This week against Detroit, the Bills faced the 12th most sacked quarterback in the league. So getting back into the rhythm of generating game-changing plays, particularly against a team with a veteran upper-tier quarterback, will be important in setting the stage for a young offense to take another step forward. And I kind of see the Bills' defense as almost like training wheels for the offense. When they're working well, it gives Allen and the offense the most chances to learn how to ride that bike. And this week sets up well for them in that regard. And Allen, he needs to make the most of it. While his overall numbers have improved, his passing numbers are still below average and need to get better. Against Detroit, he may not have much choice, as the Lions have given up less than 100 combined yards rushing to quarterbacks all season. So in that sense, I like the challenge for Allen, because we'll see what kind of a quarterback he is in terms of if he takes what the defense gives him or dictates the defense around his play. But still, better passing numbers are likely at the top of every Bills fan's Christmas wish list when watching these final games. So let's see if they're up to that challenge come Sunday afternoon.
Well, you got me looking forward to it.
Why not?
Absolutely. We've only got three games to go, right? Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.